I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. The future of Colstrip was one of the topics at the Montana Energy Summit convened yesterday by U.S. Senator Steve Daines. Several speakers at the event had different thoughts on how best to help the community as coal-fired power plants are shuttered. Ralph Alexander, the president and CEO of Talen Energy, said Colstrip, as the fifth largest generator of power in the country, is an important asset in their fleet in terms of megawatts. Most of that power from Colstrip is exported to the Pacific Northwest. That will soon change as customers in Washington, Oregon, and California no longer want electricity from coal. Alexander wondered what's next for those states.
You know, basically, they all three states who happen to be the customers for power out of Colstrip generally do not have plans to exit coal, period.
He said there may be times when the lights go out in states like California or Texas because of their dependence on renewable energy.
That of the six people who own Colstrip, four of them are in those states that want to get out of coal. Doesn't mean they do, but they're under duress and pressure from their regulators, from their government, state government, who they are beholden to do things that are being mandated by them. Makes the management and the future of Colstrip very tricky.
He said the federal government has taken some steps to try to shore up the coal and nuclear industries. Alexander said some states are even taking action to subsidize nuclear in particular.
So, Montana, if we don't do something, I can't say it any more frankly. Montana is on a path to extinction in terms of coal.
But Ann Hedges of the Montana Environmental Information Center said price is the real reason customers are turning away from coal-fired generation. She said it's just more expensive than wind and hydro-generated power.
That's really just basic market economics. You can't force people to pay more for something that doesn't give them any more. They want wind and solar for a variety of reasons, but one of those reasons is simply they're cheaper.
Coal generation in Montana is at a crossroads as the owners of Colstrip Units 1 and 2 are preparing to decommission those plants by 2022. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.